The Semen-Soaked Scarf. A rather touching story tells of how Athena had a role in the conception and birth of one of the founders of the city-state of Athens without sacrificing her chastity. Lame Hephaestus, ever since splitting Zeus's head and thereby helping bring her into the world, had developed a strong passion for Athena. One day, unable to control his lust, he tracked her down to some corner of High Olympus and tried to force himself on her. Alas, in his excitement, he succeeded only in spilling his seed on her thigh. Athena, in silent disgust, removed her headband and used it to wipe up the mess before throwing it down the mountain. The sodden fillet landed on the ground far below. Hephaestus's divine semen seeped into the earth, and Gaia was made pregnant. From her was born a boy, Erechtheus. The name Erechthonius is sometimes used of both Erechtheus and his various descendants. His chthonic birth out of Gaia can be seen in both names. Looking down from heaven, Athena saw this and determined that this child should be immortal. She descended from Olympus, put the baby in a wicker basket, closed it up, and placed it in the care of three sisters, Herse, Aglaros, and Pandrosos. On no account, Athena told them, must the basket ever be opened. But Aglaros and Herse could not resist peeping inside. They saw a wriggling baby boy bound up in the coils of a writhing snake. All snakes were sacred to Athena, and this one was a part of the enchantment which the goddess was using to endow the infant Erechtheus with immortality. The shocking sight sent the two women instantly insane, and they threw themselves off the topmost point of the hill, now called the Acropolis, or High Citadel. Erechtheus grew up to be, or to father, the stories disagree, Erechthonius, the legendary founder of Athens. If you visit the Acropolis today, you can still see, just to the north of the Parthenon, the beautiful temple called the Erechtheum. Its famous porch of caryatid columns, in the form of draped maidens, is one of the great architectural treasures of the world. Shrines were erected not far away to poor Aglaros and Herse too, which is only fitting. I have not been able to discover what happened to Pandrosos, the obedient sister who resisted looking into the basket. She does not seem to be celebrated in song or in stone. Virtue is its own punishment.